Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Stone is bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Keep those seatbelts buckled, folks. Jared Salente is still in the building. He's the founder of the Trends Research Institute, trendsresearch.com. Please go there and subscribe to the Trends Journal. I promise you, you'll thank me later. It's an amazing publication that you'll enjoy. And whatever Gerald and his folks have to say will be provocative. Whether you agree with them or not, it'll be provocative. It will make you think. You'll be glad they did that. Gerald, thanks again for being here. He and I agree with about 90% of things. Sometimes we don't. Hey, Gerald, let's talk about the economy. I am, and as you know, I've been writing about this for a long time. I've been talking about the disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street for at least 10 years. I've written articles and white papers about this. I've talked about it on the show many times. I'm still concerned that the U.S. economy is upside down with itself because we've got a runaway Wall Street and we've got a moribund economy. What's wrong with that picture?
Well, you're 100% right. Just look at the numbers. You know, when adjusted for inflation, U.S. workers' wages have been stagnant for 50 years. And now we'll take a look at the CEO compensation. It's increased nearly 1,000% over the past 40 years. So that's the Wall Street Main Street disconnect.
Well, and Wall Street's making money with money instead of making money with production.
You got it, because of the record low interest rates, they're a war against savers.
Yeah.
And you know, when I was a young guy getting into the the business world, the CEO to worker compensation was around 40-1. Today it's around 350-1. So this is very important because the average person can't make it anymore. 51% of the people, Jim, working full-time with full-time jobs are making $30,000 a year or less. Obama used to brag, you know, I created 10 million jobs, folks. Oh, yeah, you did.
Part-time jobs.
That's right. 94% of them, according to a Harvard-Princeton study. So the economy is in deep trouble. And what we're on now is the Trump economy is going to mirror the Obama economy unless he starts doing what he says he's going to do, particularly in terms of infrastructure repair. And his tax breaks, by the way, only help mostly the rich.
What do you think about the health care bill that's about to be
Here's the thing. With any health care bill that we have, it's not going to work at all, and I'll tell you why. When you look at the obesity rates in America, they're off the charts. They're around a third.
That's true. All you got to do is walk around and look.
Yeah. You know, one of my lines is they say the pigs can't fly. You've been to the airport lately? You know, this is serious. It's not fast food people are eating. It's fat food. So what I'm saying to you, Jim, you're looking at a 17% teen obesity rate. You're looking at type 2 diabetes that never existed when you and I were young guys.
Right.
You're looking at two-thirds of the nation vastly overweight. You can have any health care bill you want. It's not going to make one bit of difference.
Some deferred expectations in the future there that are going to, when those chickens come home to roost over the next 30 to 50 years, nothing will keep up with that.
Exactly. And then we have the opiate crisis. Why? You can't blame another country on that one.
Yeah, that's true.
But who could you blame? Oh, let's go back to Bill Clinton again. Let's go to the 1997, I believe it was, when he allowed pharmaceutical companies to advertise on TV. Mm-hmm. It was illegal before that.
Mm-hmm.
So look at all these states and counties that are suing Big Pharma for the opiate crisis. Now, why are young people whacking out on opiates? They have no future. Look what the future is for young people, so many of them. You go to college.
Is there anything hopeful in your future?
I don't see it right now. I don't see it unless we have a new third party and a new way. And the only person I would have voted for, by the way, would have been Ron Paul. Not Rand Paul, but Ron Paul.
Yeah.
And he's the only man that I believe in.
What was the guy's name on the Democrat side? I've lost it. Bernie Sanders. He was the Bernie Sanders of the Republican
Party. Oh, way beyond Bernie.
He was the equivalent of Bernie on the right.
Yep. I know what you mean. But, yeah. You know, and so I don't see it. I only see it getting worse. And I have to tell you, going back to the media, people hear one word and then they become experts on it. And we don't have an educated media that's giving.
I say we got to get our heads out of Facebook and start focusing on what's going on in the world. Hey, Gerald, give us the website quickly, please.
TrendsResearch.com.
TrendsResearch.com. Thanks, Gerald, for being here. Come back soon. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.